Blog Talk Radio.
And now, the man that God is using all over the world, the man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, founder of a brand new spiritual awakening known as the Billion Praise Awakening, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention, the international ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson.
God bless you. This is Dr. Bernard Johnson.
Bless you.
And we welcome all of you to this worldwide prayer and praise line. God is so good. Hope all of you can hear me this morning. Let's go to God in prayer.
Yes.
Heavenly Father,
oh God,
the privilege it is before you just to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
God, you do so many things for your people.
Oh God, yep, yep.
The most compassionate person
yes.
I've ever known in my life. So loving, so kind.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
God, you picked us up and turned us over. Placed our feet on holy ground. Thank you. Thank you for waking us up this morning and for starting us on our way. Strengthen our bodies, legs, to walk. Eyes, mouth to talk.
Yes, Lord.
Ears to hear.
God,
so many awesome and ultra awesome things that you have done. Oh, we glory in you. It's so understandable. You understand all things.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, so loving. Thank you for your loving kindness. You direct our paths, and we thank you for that. Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
When the enemy tried to come against us, God, witches and warlocks, curse the curse. Your grace is so sufficient for us. Thank you for all the breakthroughs you've given us. I hear you say a breakthrough.
Line muted. Line unmuted.
Yes. English.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I am here, Dr. Johnson. I can barely hear you, but you are here this morning. let me say, giving honor to God, who is truly the head of my life, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We are simply praising and lifting up the name of Jesus this morning, honoring God for Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, and all of the saints here on the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer Line. I am Pastor Kevin Strotter from the GMAP Broadcast Network and Pure Faith Outreach Ministries. We are simply honored to also broadcast the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer Line here on the GMAP Broadcast Network every weekday morning from 6 a.m. until 7 a.m. Central Standard Time here at GMAP1.com. We encourage you to stop by the GMAP Broadcast Network, be a member, be a friend, be blessed, and be a blessing. God bless each and every one of you. Back over to you at this time, Dr. Johnson.
Thank you so much, Pastor Connor. And we just appreciate you and for a moment. God bless you.
Praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Good morning. God bless you. With respect and honor, Dr. Johnson, everybody, Mother Johnson, good morning to each and every one of you, and to all of the staff, to everyone who's listening from all around the world, as well as to all of our broadcasters. We are certainly excited about what the Lord is doing. We are broadcasting live here at the live studio on the Blog Talk Radio. We can be located on your web by simply npa.com, or you can call us live in the studio. And the number to call us is 347-497-0207. Let me get that number again. 347-934-0207. And we're being heard all around the world. England, Russia, Spain, Italy, Africa. The last time we checked, the stats are going up. We have over 40 million listeners as of now. God bless. Back to you, Dr. Johnson.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Hagan. All right. God bless you. I don't know if Dr. Stan is on the line, but I want to talk about the convention a little bit here. Well, I don't even know that you have been invited, and many times you have not because you asked not. In other words, if you really want to come, ask the Lord. God is real. Why would he not want you to come? In the will of God. But you have to have that which you found.
Can barely hear you.
Y'all hear me now?
No, I hear you now.
Can y'all hear me better now?
Yes, better.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Just talking about the convention here. We're looking for you all in Kansas City, June the 19th through the 22nd, Kansas City, Kansas. We're going to be at the Jack Reardon Convention Center. Amen. And we're going to just have a great, great, great and glorious time in the Lord. Come on. Come one, come all. Whatever it takes, come on. Get here. Help me give God a plea. I mean, give him your priority. And then you have so many other things that you've made priorities. Why don't you make the Lord your top priority?
Yeah.
But it's here just to give him, to help him a billion praises. God will bountifully bless you, and he'll remember that. You know, I like what the old saints used to say, Jesus remembers what others forget. He'll remember you and remember that. Give you a miracle. Just because you come to be a blessing to him. Amen. God is compassionate, God. How could you come to be a blessing to him and he not remember you? You're not like that. He will remember you and bless you. All right, God bless all of you today. And then I want to go to the wisdom seminar today. God has placed on my heart to discuss. On the wisdom seminar, I want to discuss jealousy. The Bible says in, I believe, Song of Solomon 6:8, that love is strong as death, but jealousy is as cruel as the grave. souls thereof are coals of fire, which has a most vehement flame. And then I know about what that scripture is talking about. I used to have someone that I was so kind to, who was a musician, and everything, I tried to do everything for the musician who backed me up on stage everywhere. And I was so kind. I mean, I don't know of anything that this person needed that my ministry didn't supply for him. But he was extremely jealous of me. It's a terrible thing to have somebody right behind your back who's jealous of you. You think that they're with you, but they really are jealous. They're wishing your downfall or wishing every time people so kind to me, but every time they be kind, they're wishing and saying, it should be me. It should have been me. I'm an elder. It should have been me. That's a terrible thing, to have somebody right behind your back, but jealous as they can be. And I've experienced it. I experienced that jealousy, and it was cruel. Amen. I want to open the line up. Some of y'all have experienced folks jealous of you. You're in the church, aren't you? If you're in the church, I know you have experienced it. Amen. And I'm going to open the line up to you on this wisdom seminar. If you have experienced that jealousy, you know anything about it, I want to help us with this. Tell us about it. All right? Anybody on the line on jealousy? I read in the Bible, the second chapter, I believe, of Daniel, and about the 8th and 9th verse, it tells us that the Lord revealed his secrets in the last day. It's the last day, and God has some wisdom for us, even on jealousy. And I want somebody to talk in there, jump in there and talk on it.
Good morning. God bless everyone. God bless you, Dr. Johnson. Amen. This is Dr. Pfeiffer. And speaking of jealousy, we have discussed jealousy on the youth prayer line, and we talked about that in part before with our youth. And there were a lot of problems that our youth were dealing with concerning jealousy. Children jealous because this one had more of one thing or another, or they thought they did. And we noticed the same thing in adults, that people are jealous because of what they think you have. And many times you might be struggling just as much as they are, or going through. You might not be just be struggling. You might be going through some situations, and people are jealous of you. And we know that the Bible says jealousy is the rage of a man, and it will not spare you in the day of revenge. And the people that are jealous are revengeful people. They are constantly trying to pay you back for something they thought you did or felt you did or considered to be against them. But we know that the Bible want us to, the Lord want us to get rid of all jealousy, all strife, all envying, all covetousness, and serve him. Jealousy will take you down. It will pull you down, weight you down. And the Bible says, get rid of the weights that so easily beset you. We have to lay aside all these things because they can cause problems. And jealousy can also cause death, and it has in many cases. People have died behind jealousy, jealous of the husband and the wife or the boyfriend or the girlfriend, and it has caused death. So jealousy is not a good thing to carry around. If you have it, best to ask the Lord to rebuke it and get rid of it through prayer. God bless you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. God bless you. And the line is still open. Someone want to speak? The line is open to you. Anybody else want to speak? When we're talking about jealousy, this is the wisdom. Go ahead, Mother.
Well, I thank you, praise God, for another day. had a good life. I didn't like that. I said, that's my daily prayer. I don't want to be jealous. I don't want to be envy. I don't want to have no strife. I don't want to have none of this. Because if you do, you will not end up. So you might as well get rid of it. And if you find somebody that's jealous of you, that means you is moving up the ladder. And they still standing where they were standing. So that's one thing. God got your back. So don't worry about the jealous man. You just keep pushing over, and he'll take care of the jealous folks.
All right, Mother. God bless you. That's Mother Johnson from Indianapolis. Recognize that voice. God bless you. All right, somebody else.
Yes, good morning. This is Brandon Johnson in New York. Praise the Lord, everybody. God is truly good to me, and I just praise and thank God for the blessings. Jealousy, I was on a youth prayer line when we were talking about that, but I just want to say that jealousy has really caused a lot of churches not to grow, because in the church, where we have people that have certain titles and positions, and then we have other people left behind those persons' titles and positions, and sometimes things are done to try to tear a person down or to hold them back, and a lot of times it stunts the growth of the church, and it can bring in a lot of things, because jealousy causes people to tell lies, and that's part of being jealous. You have to lie to try to get that person out of the way so you can move yourself in their path, and then you find out once you get there that that job is not for you and you should have backed up off it. So we have to be careful about jealousy and strife and envy, because it's really a terrible thing to have within yourself.
Beautiful. God bless you. Thank you so much. Amen. So much wisdom is coming out of this prayer line this morning, and thank you so much. Anybody else? I want to talk about jealousy.
Mother Johnson from
Kansas
City.
Go ahead, Mother Johnson.
I'm thinking about how to fight against jealousy, how to cope with I believe 37 chapter of Psalms says, fret not thyself. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they should soon be cut down like the grass and withered as a green herb. And I'm thinking about a jealous person. You don't pay that much attention. Just keep your mind on the Lord. And I know there's a scripture, I don't have it right before me here. It says, the kind words turns away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. So it's just wonderful to stay, be kind and be sweet, be godly. So you don't, how much jealousy you see a person, just act as though you don't see it or don't know what it's all about. Mm-hmm. But just keep on doing good and keep on working for the Lord, and the Lord will turn the jealous away.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mother. So much wisdom in that. Thank you so very much. All right. I heard somebody else trying to get in. Go ahead.
That was me, Sister Castile. Praise the Lord, everyone. Dr. Johnson and all the assistants. Praise the Lord. I was thinking that, you know, jealousy comes in, is certainly in the church and on your jobs and entitlement, and even in your family, if you can find jealousy. Jealousy is everywhere. And I think it's a form of judging and categorizing and putting people in different categories, you know, and I've in my early days of walking with the Lord, it tried to come upon me, but I found me a scripture. If you ask and seek and knock, you can. God has no respect of persons, and it doesn't have to come on you. And I began to progress, so I didn't have it come upon me. I believe God has been so good to me in all forms of cars and homes and different things, so I don't fall into that category. I'm not jealous of anyone. And I thank and praise God for that. But it is certainly everywhere, but for the saints, that God has no respect of persons, and he will do unto you what he has done unto others. God bless you.
God bless you, and thank you for that. All right, anybody else? Y'all giving them? That Saul got jealous of David and tried to kill him, not only once, but several times. It's a terrible thing to have jealousy like that. Amen. I want somebody to switch it a little bit, because there is a holy jealousy, too. God said he's a jealous God. Somebody kind of develop that for us. God is a jealous God. Mm-hmm. Can you talk on that? Brother Johnson, are you still there? Can you talk on that? God being a jealous.
I'm still here, but my scripture's not coming up real fast this morning.
All right. All right.
Folks,
somebody else wants to talk on that?
Some folks are just jealous because how you look. Maybe you look a little, have a fair skin. They be jealous of that. Anything, your clothes look nice on you, just fit you nice. It don't have to be expensive. Just they can be jealous of anything. You got a little shape better than they have. This Satan don't care what he uses to fight against
true.
The people of God. He'll
that's
use
true.
Any little thing. It doesn't matter what. Your shoes might be, you might have small feet. They keep looking at your feet, and they can be jealous of that. Just anything. If you can speak better than they can, you have a flourish of speaking. You get to come before the people and open your mouth and start talking, and they can't do it. They get jealous of that. They just jealous of that. The devil don't care what it is. Just any little thing, he can make it, blow it up and make it look like it's a mountain when it's nothing but a little molehill, or maybe not that big. So they can be jealous of anything. The devil don't care what he uses, just as long as he can use something to hinder you or hinder anyone, throw a block in your way and cause you to stumble, and he'll do that. So it doesn't matter what he be jealous of, just as long as you be weak-minded enough to let him use your mind, he can bring you down and cause you to be jealous because of others. So that's about the best I can say this morning. I guess my mind is flipping on the scripture. That's what I like of scripture when I talk. But that's what I see. Jealousy, you can get jealous of anything, anybody. It doesn't matter.
Even brothers and sisters, y'all remember the scripture about Cain and Abel? Because Abel had a more greater sacrifice than Cain. A brother killed another brother because of the sacrifice.
In the family, Dr. Johnson, in the family,
uh-huh.
I want to thank you. Love, Mama loved one better than he loved the other, and he's jealous of that. Mama does more than for this child and he does, than she does the other child. He's jealous of that. And if you just sit down and talk to one a little longer than you do the other, I tell you that, old Satan don't care what he uses. It doesn't matter what he uses. As long